Excited for this week. Obviously, get back to work, play some football. Exciting time towards the end of this November, going into December. Obviously, four divisional games coming up for the next few weeks. Big one against Chicago, obviously. Kind of started this stretch where we're fighting for playoffs. We're fighting for a playoff spot, and the exciting thing is we control our own destiny. And it's gonna be tough, but Chicago's gonna be tough. It's crazy that it's been, 20 games since I played my first snaps in Chicago. A lot's changed since then, and we're excited to have this opportunity and go play.
Good vibrations about your debut there, and that night of getting on the field for
the
first time.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember, obviously we were getting beat pretty well, pretty good, and Coach Rader came up to me and was like, "Hey, we're gonna put you in." So, real excited. I thought I played pretty well, and obviously ended up getting the start afterwards, but. It'll be good to get back there and have a different outcome. So,
do you remember things like first completion,
all that stuff, or
I remember had a few good completions. I remember completing a longer ball. I think it was third and long to Percy, converting on first down. Had another third and long to Greg Camarillo, which was a pretty good throw. I felt like I went out there and played pretty well.
Turnovers have been a hallmark for the Bears defense.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing even more so to protect the ball this week?
Obviously they're very opportunistic, but I don't think we're going to do anything different. I think we can't play scared. We got to go out and be aggressive and just be smart. But like you said, they thrive on turnovers and they scored a lot of points off of it, and we just have to be smart with the ball.
Playing the way he is, what stands out to you?
He's in the right place at the right time, making good plays on the ball. I think he's leading the league in interceptions, right? So, we just need to be aware of him. And they got great defensive backs, him and Tillman. Tillman's another guy that creates a lot of turnovers, but I think he's known for stripping the ball and creating fumbles.
Expect anything even more ferocious? They got stung pretty good the other night.
Yeah, we expect that it's going to be tough. They're going to be bouncing back from that game. Obviously, they're going to be very frustrated. They're at home. Chicago's obviously a tough place to play anyways, but I think they're going to be a little frustrated and probably want to take some frustration out on us. So we expect it to be tough.
Can you take anything away from the success San Francisco had? Were you able to pick out anything that...
Certain routes and stuff, watching guys get beat on certain things. You pick up on those kind of things, but San Francisco is a different team than us, and I think when teams obviously have success on like that, you pick up certain weaknesses, but so does Chicago. They realize what their weaknesses are, and we expect that they're going to work on those things this week and be better at those.
Were guys able to gain some confidence from that Detroit game with the way you were able to pass without Percy?
I don't think we really had to gain confidence. I think we were confident going in anyways. I think the biggest thing was getting Jarius reps and getting him the experience. But we definitely want Percy back. I don't know what his status is going to be this week, but we're hoping that he's going to come back.
He seemed to look a lot more comfortable in the pocket against Detroit. How much of that was a byproduct of the line maybe tightening up, or was it you being a little more assertive?
I think it was both. I think the line definitely played really well, but I think for me in the past few weeks it was an emphasis on staying in the pocket and moving around in the pocket rather than trying to escape early, and just tried to stay in there and did so, and I think it's something that I'm growing more comfortable with.
Was there a sense, though, that, with the way you guys did play against Detroit, that you can do it without Percy if needed?
I think we showed that. I think we have a lot of depth, a lot of different positions. Percy's obviously a huge part of this offense, and when he was playing, we're talking about him being the best player in the league. So we would like to have that guy on the field still.
How important was it for your confidence to know you could flourish with him not being on the field?
I don't know if it really affected my confidence at all. We have a bunch of good players on this team, and obviously we found ways to do it. But, I don't know. I don't think it really affected my confidence at all.
Well, did it affect maybe as you're going forward that you'll – you won't feel that he's the safety blanket, or that he he's there, that you'll look to other guys. But you've spread it around in the past too, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think of Percy as a safety blanket. I think he's just a great player that we want to get the ball to as much as possible. I don't think I've fully depended on him, in being this offense. But Obviously, we want to give him the ball as much as possible because you've seen what he does when the ball's in his hands. But you know, we have a lot of bunch of other players that they're going to create plays, and we saw what Jarius can do and some of the other guys that stepped up.
Was it more the game plan that Kyle had more of a role than he had in the last over the last few weeks, or was it because Percy wasn't there?
No, it was the game plan. I mean, we saw some things, especially in our film against Detroit in the earlier game, that that we saw some advantages that we could use Kyle on certain routes and mismatches and everything.
Are you more conscious of anybody on their defense, like Urlacher, because of his ability to read eyes?
Yeah, definitely. I think, and looking at some of the defensive backs, you know, they're jumping routes, and obviously they've been in the system for a long time. And a lot of these guys are veteran players where they do route read and they do understand the offensive game. So, I mean, like Urlacher and Lance Briggs, I mean, there's guys that have been in this league for a long time that do watch your eyes and you know, they know where they're supposed to be, but they're comfortable enough to you know, guess things, and a lot of times they're right.
Six-game finishing stretch can appear pretty daunting if you just look at it. It seems internally that there's a willingness to embrace it as a yeah, major opportunity. How do you guys sort of process that as you go into a meaningful stretch?
Well, yeah, for us, it's a matter of excitement right now. We're excited at this opportunity that you know, we're playing for a playoff spot, and we're playing for a lead in the division and to win the division. And, yeah, it's tough, and we knew that, but no matter how the games were spread out throughout the whole season, we were still going to have to play them at some point. It's just a matter of it being at the end of the season, and I guess that's even better because, you know, it is November and December where, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel where, you know, the playoffs are coming up, and I think that makes us even more motivated.
You see a number? Is it 10? Is it 9?
I don't know. It's as many as possible. I don't know what the magic number is going to be. You know, we're just going to take it 1 week at a time and, you know, try to win the ones that we can, and we'll see. Thanks, guys.